This is the way. Police in Belarus arrested 500 protesters over the weekend as demonstrations against President Alexander Lukashenko continued. Lukashenko, who's been in power for 26 years, claimed his 6-3 election in the August 9th election, but many in the country view the outcome as illegitimate. He claimed 80% of the vote. The country's interior ministry said 150 people were arrested on Saturday and another 350 on Sunday. There were protests in 22 cities, according to the Associated Press. Both the United States and the European Union have said the election was not free nor fair, and many European countries have refused to recognize Lukashenko after his surprise inauguration last week. Authorities recently began an investigation into members of the Coordination Council, which was created by the opposition and supports a peaceful transition of power. Alleged charges by members of the group include undermining of national security. On Monday, Svetlana Alexievich, who won the 2015 Nobel Prize in Literature, left for Germany. Another council member, Maxim Zanuck, was jailed earlier this month and has been on a hunger strike since September 18th. Former Mali Foreign Minister Mokhtar Wan has been named the West African nation's prime minister as it struggles to return to normalcy following last month's overthrow of President Ibrahim Boubacar Keïta. Wan was named to the post Sunday by transitional president Ba Ndaw, who was installed by the ruling junta on Friday. Wan served as foreign minister from 2004 to 2011 and also represented Mali as its envoy to the United Nations. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Polish leaders on Monday rejected suggestions that LGBT people or lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transsexual people in Poland are facing any kind of discrimination or deprivation of rights following the publication of an open letter from 50 ambassadors and international representatives expressing their support for challenges faced by Polish LGBT communities. The ambassador's appeal, coordinated by Belgium's embassy in Poland and published Sunday, comes as an increasingly visible LGBT community in Poland has faced backlash from the right-wing government, many local communities, and the Catholic Church. At a news conference Monday, Poland's prime minister said he agreed that every person deserves respect, but that he completely disagreed with the ambassador's claim that LGBT people in Poland were being deprived of it. Poland's ruling party leaders, including the president, have cast the movement for civil rights for LGBT people as a threat to traditional families. Dozens of towns in conservative parts of eastern and southern Poland have passed mostly symbolic resolutions declaring themselves to be LGBT-free zones. Pakistan's anti-corruption authorities Monday arrested the leader of the opposition in parliament, Shahbaz Sharif, after a high court rejected his bail plea in a money laundering case. His wife, sons, and daughters are also accused in the case. Sharif denies any wrongdoing. Monday's legal action against Sharif came hours after Asif Ali Zardari, a former president of the country and leader of another opposition party, was also indicted on money laundering charges. Zardari's sister and 13 other people were also indicted. During Monday's hearing in Islamabad, all the accused pleaded not guilty. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission on Monday charged a former finance manager at Amazon and two of her family members with insider trading in advance of the company's earnings announcements between January 2016 and July 2018. The SEC alleged that Laksha Bora, a senior manager in Amazon's tax department, gave her husband highly confidential information about Amazon's financial performance. The complaint alleges that the husband and his father then traded on this confidential information. A spokesman for UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the UN chief welcomes the agreement Yemen's warring parties have reached to exchange more than 1,000 prisoners. The move is designed to revive the stalled peace process of the more than five-year-old conflict. The Yemeni government, which is backed by a Saudi-led military coalition and the Houthi ethnic group, reached the prisoner exchange deal after meeting for more than a week in the Swiss village of Glion. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is VOA News.